It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow on Veterans Day. Let's begin with this important notice. Red Apple Audio Network listeners, please support veterans and their families this Veterans Day by donating to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All you have to do is go to wabcradio.com/T2T to donate. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation do all they can to support the veterans of our great country. Please show your support for them this Veterans Day. Go to wabcradio.com/T2T and donate. Help our veterans that keep America free and safe, many of whom have given the ultimate sacrifice, really over the last couple of hundred years, but this thing began after World War I. But all our veterans, God bless them. Anyway, let's continue our discussions here. My great friend John McLaughlin, ace pollster, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. John, welcome. Welcome back. I saw Jim. There was a notice on Newsmax. But, you know, this whole the mediocre Republican showing on Tuesday, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it's painted to be. You did good in Suffolk County, and we beat some George Soros prosecutors. But the Virginia thing was disappointing. I don't know. Kentucky, I don't think that Cameron really had a chance to win. Beshear is a very popular governor. He's like a moderate Democrat. But I grow weary, John. My friend Ronna McDaniel, you know, they didn't pour money in. They don't have a get-out-the-vote operation. I'm not going to blame her for everything, but it's like she has a tenured faculty position. She's not like a Haley Barbour or something like that. And I just think GOP's got to gear up for 24. That's everything. Trump's going to be the nominee. He's got an excellent chance of beating Biden. I'd like to see a rejuvenated Republican National Committee, John McLaughlin. What do you think?
Well, first of all, let me say to all your listeners who are veterans, happy Veterans Day, and thank you, because my dad was a veteran. I was born in Fort Dix. He passed away last year. He was in the 69th, so it was my Uncle Frank, Uncle Bill, and my Uncle Dave, who was a West Point graduate, just passed away a couple months ago. So thanks to all the veterans. But
John, my dad was a World War II vet. My late father, World War II. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
So, but to your point, you know, the Republicans got to play offense. And First of all, when you were talking about Long Island, Long Island, we do all the polling for the Nassau County Republican Organization, and they swept everything. We took the whole county we have 12 out of the 7 seats in the county legislature. The supervisors, and these are big towns. Hempstead's like 800,000 people. We reelected all the Republican incumbents on the board, the supervisor Clavin, the supervisor Royce DeBay. And we won a Democrat town that is 40% Democrat to 26% Republican. We reelected the supervisor, and we reelected a woman who's in the county legislature, Mozzie Phillip, who's an IDF paratrooper. Wow. So they called us anti-Semitic. Boom, we hit him back with that. There's 100,000 more Democrats in Nassau County, and Joe Biden won the county by 10 points. But for the last 3 years, the chairman in Nassau, Joe Cairo, plays offense. We went after them on taxes. We went after them on cashless bail. We went after them on immigration, even. And out in Suffolk County, Ed Romaine went after his opponent as a hokey liberal. So what was the message in Virginia? What was the message in Kentucky? You know what it is? The Republican establishment refuses to embrace Donald Trump.
Yes.
They're too busy running down the ratings on the debates.
Absolutely.
And there's millions and millions of Trump voters waiting to vote. That's why he's ahead in the polls. And these never Trump country club Republicans won't embrace his pro-growth message. They won't embrace his secure the border message. They won't embrace him law and order and the crime. And plus, they don't like the fact that you know, when Donald Trump was president, there were the endless wars were ending, and Iran, China, Russia wouldn't dare cross us. But, you know, now you got wars in the Middle East, in Israel, you got wars in Ukraine. These are, you know, and now, and Joe Biden is indicting his leading Republican opponent on phony charges. I mean, well, literally.
The point, one point here, though, when you get these off-year elections and you get these purple states or even red states, low turnout helps Democrats with a single issue, abortion, okay?
Right.
What Trump would have doubled or tripled the turnout. Right. So that would have given the GOP right there a better chance to apply the issues you've just discussed. And I don't think Ronna McDaniels, I don't think any of these committee, maybe Daines, Steve Daines is running the Senate committee. OK, he's good. I'm not sure about the House. I know the Senate, the Mitch McConnell part of the Senate is just dead in the water. And the RNC is dead in the water, John. And I think you're 1,000% right. What you just said. You know, Trump is winning.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These polls, for Christ's sakes, by 40 and 50 points, and they still won't deal with it.
Right. And because Ronna, you know, Ronna, she's like a figurehead there because, you know, she talks a good game, but you know what? What's the message? And, like, for, you know, for example, the Democrats attacked us in Nassau County. They checked Jen DeSantis, who was the supervisor, as anti-choice, pro-gun, George Santos, Trump Republican. Guess what? She won by 10 points because we attacked back. So, you know, what's the message out of the RNC? They have none.
And they don't spend money either, John. They don't spend enough money. They don't. They're not geared up. And they don't have. They don't help power an election day operate or, you know, pre-election. Remember Haley Barbour? That's a chairman.
I love Haley.
How about this? Remember Bill Powers in New York? That's a chairman. Okay. Right?
Yes.
I mean, they knew how to do Election Day stuff. They're not doing that now, John.
I got to take you to see Joe Cairo. He's a Notre Dame guy.
I don't know him. Yeah, I'd like to meet him. Bring him into New York. We'll have dinner. I'll buy dinner.
I will.
So, John, let me ask you another something else. Just give me a little wisdom on this Joe Manchin stuff. Everybody's excited. Joe Manchin. First of all, we're going to pick up a seat in West Virginia, which is important. So that's 50-50. All right. We're probably going to get a good chance to get two or three more. But it was, so now he's going to run for president? Really? I mean, come on. Who are we kidding?
Well, they're gonna freak out when they realize he's taking more votes from Joe Biden than he does from Trump. But you know, it's hard. I mean, that's the no labels people are desperate, and it's kind of wrong. The chief strategist is a former Biden speechwriter.
Who is that?
I don't know the guy. He's on their website. It's like I'm looking it up.
But that was Mark Penn's wife. Isn't she the executive director? She's a very nice woman, by the way. And Mark Penn's a good Democratic pollster.
He's a very good pollster.
If you know Joe Manchin, he's not going to do it. He's just upping his Washington Speaker's Bureau fees. I mean, I know Joe, you know, we all know Joe, but come on. I mean, I just love these headlines. I got another one for you. Last night on the TV show, 94 years old, Bernie Marcus,
right?
I think he was for DeSantis, and now he's come out for Trump saying, let's stop the debates and just back Trump. Now, there's a guy with a head on his shoulders, 94 years old, right? A fabulous businessman. I mean, why don't people get this, John?
Well, Bernie is extremely smart, and I went to the dinner for the Job Creators Network, honoring him last weekend in Palm Beach, and we do his polling for the Job Creators Network. For Alfredo Ortiz. I do it with Scott Rasmussen. It's a joint project. Uh-huh. And when we did a survey this month of small business owners. We do a monthly survey of small business owners. Yeah. By the way, 2/3 of them are concerned that the economy will get worse and they'll have to close their business. Yeah, but when we ask them, when we ask these 400 small business owners in the early primary states, and you got Republicans, Democrats, Independents in there, who's better to help small businesses? Donald Trump, 61, Joe Biden, 28, undecided, 11.
There you go. That says it all. Says it all. All right. John McLaughlin, I got to jump. Thanks, buddy. Give my best to James. McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates, old pal. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Other side of the break, gear up. Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. National Security Advisor. He wrote a blockbuster piece for the Daily Telegraph. I want to talk to him about it. Veterans Day, we celebrate our veterans. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.